Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Today we're going to tackle something that I know a lot of business owners are struggling with: how to choose a PR agency. Like, there are literally thousands of them out there, and if you pick the wrong one, you could be throwing money down the drain. So if you want to learn how to make the right choice and avoid those costly mistakes, definitely check out warriorpr.com. We'll put that link in the description for you.
That's so true. I was just talking to a business owner last week who told me they'd burned through 3 different PR agencies in 2 years and had nothing to show for it except a lighter bank account. It's honestly heartbreaking because when you find the right agency, the results can be absolutely game-changing.
Exactly. So let's break this down step by step. First thing you got to ask yourself, what are your actual goals? Are you looking to get featured in major publications, drive more website traffic, build credibility in your industry? Because different agencies specialize in different things.
And here's what most people don't realize. There's a huge difference between agencies that just blast out press releases to random blogs versus ones that have real relationships with journalists at places like MarketWatch, Yahoo Finance, and Business Insider. You want to make sure they're getting you in front of the right eyeballs.
Oh, that's a great point. And speaking of press releases, that's actually one of the easiest ways to spot a quality agency. Ask them specifically where your press release would be distributed. If they can't give you a concrete list of 200 to 300 high-quality outlets, that's a red flag right there.
Absolutely. And here's another thing. Look at their experience. I mean, would you trust your business to someone who's been doing this for 6 months? Or would you rather work with an agency that's been perfecting their craft for like 20 years? Experience matters because they've seen it all. They know what works and what doesn't.
That's such a good point about experience. The media landscape is constantly changing, right? What worked 5 years ago might be totally irrelevant today. You need an agency that's evolved with the times, but also has that deep foundation of knowledge.
Exactly. And let's talk about results for a second. Any reputable agency should be able to show you case studies or testimonials. Like, don't just take their word for it. Ask to see proof. How did they transform other businesses? What kind of visibility increases did their clients see?
Yes, and I love what you said about testimonials, because that really separates the pros from the amateurs. A good agency will have clients who are raving about how their media presence went from virtually non-existent to highly visible, and how they got a steady stream of new business from the PR work. That's the kind of transformation you're looking for.
And here's something else. Ask about their process. Do they just throw your press release out there and hope for the best, or do they have a strategic approach? Are they also helping with things like SEO and reputation management?
Ooh, that's huge. Because these days, PR and SEO go hand in hand. Your press coverage should be driving traffic to your website and improving your search rankings. It's all connected. And if you're thinking about this holistically, you should definitely visit warriorpr.com to see how they integrate all these services together.
That integration is key. And let's be real about pricing for a minute. You're going to see agencies charging anywhere from a few $100 to several thousand per month. But here's the thing. The cheapest option usually isn't the best value. You want to find that sweet spot where you're getting quality results without breaking the bank.
Totally. And I think this is where a lot of people mess up. They either go with the cheapest option and get terrible results, or they assume the most expensive agency must be the best. Neither approach is right. You got to look at the actual value they're providing.
Speaking of value, let's talk about what you should actually expect from a good PR agency. First, they should be able to get you featured in legitimate, recognizable publications, not just random blogs nobody's ever heard of. Second, they should provide you with detailed reports showing exactly where your content appeared.
And those As Seen In badges, those are pure gold for your website credibility. When potential customers see that you've been featured in major outlets, it instantly builds trust. It's like having a third-party endorsement that you're legit.
Exactly. And here's another tip. Pay attention to how they communicate during the initial consultation. Are they asking thoughtful questions about your business and goals, or are they just trying to sell you a generic package? The best agencies take time to understand your unique situation.
That's so important because cookie cutter approaches just don't work in PR. Your story is unique, your audience is unique, and your strategy should be too. A good agency will craft messaging that actually resonates with your target market.
And let's talk about timing for a second. PR isn't usually an overnight success story. Sure, sometimes you'll get a big hit right away, but generally, you're building momentum over time. Be wary of any agency that promises instant viral success. That's usually a red flag.
Great point. Set realistic expectations. But when it does work, man, it really works. I've seen businesses completely transform their market position through strategic PR. They go from being unknown to being seen as industry leaders.
And that's the ultimate goal, right? Becoming the go-to expert in your field. When journalists need a quote or when customers need your service, you want to be the first name that comes to mind.
Absolutely. And here's something practical. Ask about their media contacts. Do they actually have relationships with journalists in your industry, or are they just sending mass emails and hoping something sticks? Real relationships make all the difference.
That's huge because journalists get pitched constantly. They're way more likely to pay attention to agencies they know and trust. It's all about those genuine relationships that have been built over years.
And speaking of relationships, let's talk about the agency's track record with client retention. If they're constantly losing clients, that tells you something. But if they've got long-term relationships, that's usually a good sign they're delivering results.
Totally. And don't be afraid to ask for references. A confident agency will be happy to connect you with current or past clients who can speak to their experience. That's way more valuable than any sales pitch.
You know what else I love? When agencies are transparent about their process, they should be able to walk you through exactly what happens after you sign up. Who writes your press releases? How do they target the right journalists? What's the timeline look like?
And they should also be upfront about what they can and can't do. Be suspicious of anyone who promises to get you on the cover of Forbes or guarantee viral coverage. Good agencies set realistic expectations and then exceed them.
Such good advice. And here's something people often overlook. Make sure the agency understands your industry. PR for a tech startup is very different from PR for a restaurant or a medical practice. Industry knowledge matters.
Absolutely. They should already know the key publications in your space, the influential journalists, and what kinds of stories resonate with your audience. If they're learning about your industry on your dime, that's not ideal.
Before we wrap up, I want to circle back to something really important, measuring success. Your agency should be providing regular reports showing not just where you got coverage, but how that coverage is impacting your business, website traffic, lead generation, brand awareness, the whole picture.
That's so crucial because at the end of the day, PR should be driving real business results. It's not just about getting your name in the paper, it's about growing your company and reaching your goals.
Exactly. And look, if you're feeling overwhelmed by all this, and honestly, it can be a lot, remember that the right agency will make this process way easier for you. They'll guide you through everything and become like an extension of your marketing team.
And hey, if you found today's discussion helpful and you're thinking about working with a PR agency, definitely check out warriorpr.com. They've got over 20 years of experience. They distribute to 300 plus major outlets, and they really know how to get results for their clients.
That's right. All the info is in the description below. And remember, choosing the right PR agency is one of those decisions that can really transform your business. Take your time, ask the right questions, and don't be afraid to trust your gut. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time with more marketing insights and strategies. Until then, keep building those brands.